The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, Wednesday morning, 12 past 7 o'clock. Veterans Day is coming up on Saturday, the day that we celebrate the many Americans who have dedicated their lives in service to the country. Today we are going to hear about the story of Army veteran Dr. Linda Singh. She is a retired Army two-star general and the first woman, an African-American, to lead the Maryland National Guard. She's on the line with us right now. Dr. Singh, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Appreciate your service. Appreciate you joining us this morning. Tell us a little bit about your journey to the Army.
Well, my journey was a long one, but I will tell you that joining at the age of 17, coming out of a very troubled environment, being homeless, having been sexually abused, I found a place and a home with the Army that I'd never imagined.
And I imagine that that story probably is told over and over, isn't it? People that have had a rough time in life that need some semblance of order, some reason, some call to duty, and that's what the Army provides, isn't it?
That is what the Army provides. And, you know, when I originally joined, I wouldn't have thought that. But as time went on, I found more and more individuals that had this passion for wanting to do more with their lives and do it in a way that stood out from the rest of, you know, kind of America, right? And when I think about that, it really does allow you to answer a higher calling and a passion that I don't think that you can get without knowing and having, you know, serve. It's something that's very, very different.
Service in the military can really be a springboard to a career. And tell us a little bit about what the Army did for you to set up success as a civilian.
When I think about all of the different training, starting with, you know, personnel and logistics, that really set my civilian career to the point that it allowed me to springboard into IT systems. And so I had a business background, but not a technology background. And having that knowledge of the systems that we used on the logistics side and then the personnel side led me to be able to lead teams and work on teams that were implementing systems for the Department of the Army. You know, for instance, I worked on the team that implemented the new human resources system, replacing, you know, a wide variety of, you know, systems that we had in place, separate systems, and then the financial management system. That was probably the largest thing that my team was able to do, where we replaced the whole financial management system for the Department of the Army. I wouldn't have been able to do that without having that internal experience and knowledge that I gained from serving.
A great example for young people who are maybe trying to find the right path for themselves. When you get a chance to talk to young people about your military experience, what do you like to impart to them? People maybe that have gone through some of the same struggles that you did prior to your military service.
Right. Well, the first question I always ask them is, you know, if they could paint anything on a canvas, what would it be? And then I listen to that, and then I tie that to what the military can do for them. Because I think many people feel like the military is a last resort. You get very limited options. And when I think about the Be All You Can Be campaign and why that has worked so well, because you really can come into the Army and be all that you can be. You're only limited by what you can imagine and what you can really, you know, I hate to say what you can stand and what you can put up with, but it's really, you know, limited on based on, you know, what you kind of set the parameters for yourself.
We're talking with Army veteran Dr. Linda Singh. Dr. Singh, when you think of Veterans Day, where do your thoughts go, and what is your, I guess, Veterans Day message? What should we all be thinking about this Veterans Day?
Yeah, the first thing that comes to mind is when I hear really the national anthem. And it brings tears to my eyes every single time, because I know that standing on the shoulders of those who came before me in the military and being able to serve is a calling that allows us to be free. And that's something that you can't put a price on. It is so very special, and I am thankful every single day for being able to have served, but then to look at all of those that came before me and all of those coming after me.
Well, we thank you and everybody in the Army and throughout the military for their service. If people are interested in finding out more about serving in the Army, where can they go for more information?
They should actually reach out and go right to GoArmy.com. They will find all of the information that they need to be able to, one, link into a recruiter. They can look at all the different jobs and skills that are offered. So I would highly recommend that they go out to GoArmy.com.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Singh. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. There you go. First woman, first African-American to lead the Maryland National Guard, Dr. Linda Singh, Army veteran. It is 18 past 7 o'clock. Veterans Day, of course, coming up on Saturday, the 11th of November. Cool and rainy, that's kind of what today is looking like. We'll talk to Jennifer again in a few minutes, get an update on what weather's looking like for the rest of this week and on into our weekend as we get deeper and deeper into this month of, is it really? November.